Queensland farmers who rely on Pacific Island workers to pick fruit are worried the scheme is getting a bad image from rogue operators who allow poor conditions. Three Tongan workers have died in the past year, bringing to 12 the number of seasonal workers who've died in Australia in the past 5 years. Serena Locke reports.
Mandarin grower Sue Jenkin at Mundubbera, Queensland, says she employs more than 50 Pacific Island workers.
For us, we would never want to go back to a time before a seasonal worker program because we've some of our workers that just arrived this weekend have been coming for, this will be their eighth trip out to work for our orchard. They know our orchard, they know our town, they know the job.
Her story contrasts with evidence to a recent modern slavery inquiry hearing in Mildura, which points to problems with the scheme. Three Tongans have died in the past year while working on Queensland farms. She says the Federal Department of Employment needs to check the accommodation is adequate, not just accept paperwork.
The rogue people are getting through because nobody's actually eyeballed that accommodation and nobody's actually walked in and had a good look around and seen that this is not what the photographs purport to be.
Sue Jenkins supports a crackdown on dodgy agents but supports the seasonal worker program. Faye Whelan agrees. She's deputy mayor of the North Burnett Regional Council.
You know, I have some of these big burly Tongan men come and give me a big hug and say I'm back. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to have them come and work here. And they contribute in many ways. They're wonderful singing at events and we really do appreciate them coming here.
What would be your message to people who may think that this is a program where they can exploit these kinds of workers?
I'd say don't do it because we'll catch up with you. You know, we're not going to leave any stone unturned after the bad report that we heard from the Mildura inquiry. And I'm just warning you, mend your ways because we will catch up with you.
The Salvation Army's coordinator of the Freedom Fund, Alison Rail, says the Department of Employment should investigate agents charging illegal recruitment fees and ask questions.
Are they in debt back home to somebody who's perhaps lured them here with the promise of good pay? It's very Australia is a, you know, it's a country of great opportunity, and it's very easy to go into a village where people are living in poverty and promise fruit picking visas, earning hundreds of dollars every week.
The Department of Employment said it had investigated a number of allegations and they could not be substantiated, but a small number were immediately addressed. And despite the deaths, Tonga's government continues to back the seasonal worker program.
Serena Locke reporting, with additional reporting from Kelly Buchanan and Catherine Grau. And in a further statement, the Department of Employment says it undertakes routine organised site visits to ensure employers are meeting their obligations.